I'm Tim Henson, and I approve this message.
Betty Kay, rainbow bread.
Rainbow bread.
Betty Kay,
chicken tetrazzini. Chicken tetrazzini. Chicken tetrazzini.
Rainbow bread just beats the band.
It's chicken tetrazzini. Chicken tetrazzini.
First in the store.
Let's do that all one more time.
Do he want her and the chicken tetrazzini?
Rainbow bread just beats the band.
It's chicken noodle bread, chicken noodle bread.
First in the store.
And I'm going to do it as fast as I can.
First time I looked at my genitals around the age of 10, I was instantly horrified. My inner lips looked like those funny things that dangled from a chicken's neck.
Nothing will help you, cowardly chicken neck.
Licking good chicken.
Can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Chicken tetrazzini.
Stay in the barn for the good thing he's found. His impact, he can't see it. She can't do no wrong.
Oh, there's chicken at it.
Rhode Island Red is his best friend. He can't put her down.
Put the chicken down. It's killing you.
Fried chicken.
People think that it is wrong.
Chitlins. Hush puppies.
Shouldn't stick his beak in where it don't belong.
Watermelon for dessert.
Yes, when a man loves a chicken.
Slimy, crap-tasting chicken.
Exactly how it feels. I'm your cock-a-doodle-doo.
Chicken tetrazzini.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson back for your Monday edition of TV. Thank you so much for joining me. Hope all of you on the East Coast are okay and you're safe and you have power and internet access so you can listen to this. I am concerned for you. Once they named the hurricane Sandy, I knew it was going to be a whopper. You want to know why? Every single Sandy that I have ever encountered has been a mega cunt. Sandy is just a bitchy name. When I picture the name Sandy, I picture not a fat, not an overweight woman, but just a very full, dumpy looking lady with short hair. You know what I mean? And just a scowl on her face. Just a real bitch. With that, anyone she encounters, maybe the grocery store checkout girl, she makes everyone's life miserable. And that's what I think Sandy, that's what Sandy conjures up in my mind. So I hope y'all are doing well there. I'm kind of concerned because you remember the last hurricane, I think it was Hurricane Ike, right? It came sweeping through. And it actually, remnants of it hit Ohio and knocked power out for a week.
Let's check out Ike, what's going on with it. We're seeing this wind starting to pick up in intensity, and it's just going to go downhill from here, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus effing Christ!
Sorry to bring you the bearer of bad news, but here it is.
Fucking thing sucks!
Geraldo Rivera is live on the seawall there. Tell us where you are and wait, what's going on?
Well, we're on the seawall. Look at this. I want to show you something, Martha. Look at this.
Whoa.
I was without power for the entire week, Hurricane Ike came swooping through Columbus, Ohio with high winds and did a fuck ton of damage.
And the wind blows wherever it wishes. You can't, all you can do is set up your sail. The wind is blowing and it's going and it blows wherever it wishes and you can't get it. You'll see the effect of it, but it's the wind of the Holy Ghost.
Oh God, if that, oh my God! Oh no!
Because you had a bad day, you're taking one down, you sing a sad song just to tell you.
God damn son of a bitch!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Let a mighty rushing wind be released tonight, Lord! All over the world! Let the wind blow! Let the wind blow! Let the wind blow!
Yeah. God. You know, it's supposed to hit. I mean, you can see the where the hurricane, because of the hurricane, Ohio is going to get a lot of rain, but I'm in wind as well. So I hope I'm with you for the rest of this week. I like how I'm making this all about me. I'm in Ohio, in the fucking Midwest. There are people who are probably dying right now in New Jersey, New York and stuff. But it's all about how it affects me, right? All right, listen, I've got a great show for you today. Bunch of audio to share. A bunch of you guys have emailed this to me. And I had to play. I've never seen this video. It was featured on Tosh.0. And it bugs the shit out of me for a couple reasons that I'm featuring this video. One, because I didn't see it first. I pride myself on getting all these videos before it's featured everywhere else, right? But this one I missed, and I couldn't find it. I mean, you guys told me about it. You could not provide a link, though. But eventually, I found it on the YouTube. It's got 30,000 views, so not a lot. My Michelle Duggar video has, 16,000 or 17,000 more views than this. I'm very proud of that. But, you know, I feel like it's okay. Once in a while, okay, Tosh.0 found a video that I missed. By the way, they're just now figuring out who Tonetta is. I just saw that they posted a video of Tonetta. So welcome to 2008, Tosh.0. All right, listen, so here is a video. This is crazy. This is insane. All right, so a little girl and her uncle are playing basketball. Nothing inappropriate going on here. You know there's going to be a distorted view twist, though.
God damn it, I lost again.
Missed a shot there.
Well, that was a good game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
I don't know about you, but I sure feel like some ice cream.
Sure, that sounds good.
Let's go get some.
Creepy uncles love ice cream.
Thanks for taking me to the park and playing with me, Uncle Joe.
Oh, sure. I enjoy hanging with you.
Forget about it. Hey, cut it out, Uncle Joey. All right, they're at Baskin Robbins.
Thanks for the ice cream.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is it okay if I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
Uncle Joe, I think you're a great person. And you're really nice. And I like you a lot. But I get a little bothered when you use God's name in vain. Like, beep, damn it. So I was wondering if you could respect my feelings and stop saying those things.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't know it bothered you. I won't say it again.
All right. There okay. We go. Problem solved, right? This is some sort of Christian video or
Thank
something.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, PSA. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Respect your nieces.
Actually, I have one more thing I have to mention.
Oh.
Do you remember yesterday when I went out to walk the dog? Well, right before that, I was online chatting with my friend using the webcam. And I left it on when I went out to walk the dog, and my friend was online the whole entire time I was gone.
Where is this going? Answer, a dark, dark place.
You probably didn't know about the webcam being on because of the screensaver.
Uh-oh.
But she said that a few minutes after I left, you came in and took some underwear from my drawer and then put it on your head. Then you dropped your pants and touched yourself.
What? Are you kidding me with this? And you're worried about him saying, God damn?
Took some underwear from my drawer and then put it on your head. Then you dropped your pants and touched yourself.
What? Why didn't you go immediately to the cops or your parents?
I'm wearing the panties right now. I guess what I'm saying is, fuck me. Fuck me, Uncle Joey. Make me your bitch.
Right? I guess that, you know, this little video is making all sorts of little turns.
A few minutes after I left, you came in and took some underwear from my drawer and then put it on your head. Then you dropped your pants and touched yourself.
How do you respond to that? You just...
That?
You just look at your ice cream and take a bite.
Was uncool. You need to make sure that that never happens again. I don't want to embarrass you unnecessarily.
Too late.
And I think we're both mature enough to resolve this.
I'm 7 after all.
And we can keep this a private matter.
Really?
If you can promise me that this will never, ever happen again.
And you buy me a Mercedes, of course.
I promise it will never happen again.
Yeah, really. You could totally ask for the world at this point. You've got all the power. That's why being the victim of sexual abuse is so great. These little girls, and boys, I guess, need to stop thinking of themselves as the victims and start realizing the power that they wield. You could totally fuck this old person's life up, your uncle, or, you know, your pastor, or priest, whatever, teacher, coach, whatever. Just make them buy you stuff. Buy your silence. Clothes, consumer electronics, vacations, or just money, whatever. Oh, I wish I was fucking molested as a kid. Why can't the good stuff ever happen to me? Okay. My life is so boring. Had fucking geriatric parents, never went anywhere, no one ever touched me. My life was so boring. Awful. I want to blow my brains out. All right, moving on now. You know, I hate the elderly. This comes as a shock to absolutely no one. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I did a weekend show in which I laid down some poetry. It was a poetry slam, really. And there was a poem all about old people and how disgusting they are. But occasionally they amuse me. Here's a message from the greatest generation. I think this is like a campaign ad or something. A message from the greatest generation. Okay? So these old broads speak.
I was born in 1915 during World War I. My first vote was in 1940 for Franklin D. Roosevelt, and I have not missed an election since. And I want the Republican Party to know, if your voter suppression throughout this beautiful country enables Romney to oust Barack Obama, we will burn this motherfucker down.
Okay. All right, look. It's at this point, it's kind of easy. This is kind of a hack type video in that, you know, you just get an old person to say something offensive or swear, and it's funny. But I'm sorry, I still think that's funny.
Si se puede.
I have 4 generations of family on this earth. And my life has been very blessed. And if the Republicans steal this election, I'm going to track down Mitt Romney and give him the world's biggest cock punch.
See, we got an old black woman here. What was that again? A cock punch?
And if the Republicans steal this election, I'm going to track down Mitt Romney and give him the world's biggest cock punch. What's the matter, sonny? You never heard that phrase, cock punch? Right in the nutsack.
All right, very good.
I served during World War II. I'm the last of my buddies still here. And I've got a message for kids, for Democrats, for anyone who cares about honest elections. If you let the Republicans do this to you again, after we die, we're gonna look down on you from heaven and we're gonna make a point of watching you have sex every time. No matter how kinky.
It's binoculars. There was a lot of editing there, by the way. It took a long time to get Grandpa to get the line right.
Especially if we are related.
The best way to stop the GOP from stealing the election is to make sure it isn't even close. Go to votersrising.com. .org.
Oh, this is a MoveOn.org spot.
Sign up and help get out of the boat.
Well, you kind of got that in sync. Cock punch. Yeah. Cock punch. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, like I mentioned, did a weekend show. Also, if you are not subscribed to our YouTube video, shame on you. YouTube.com/distortedviewshow. I posted a version of my elderly poem that I read on yesterday's show. If you want to check that out. Very moody. Added a nice beat to it. I'm hoping old people will start watching this video and get angry. And start another fight with me. It'll be like another Michelle Duggar video. Speaking of videos, I'm uploading one right now. Hopefully it'll be posted by the time the show goes live. If you're Sideshow Freaks, a lot of people have asked me, how do I get the shows to download on my phone automatically? I don't want to fucking sync my phone to iTunes anymore just to get the shows. Well, thankfully, Apple has a podcast app, and I have a way to get all of the content automatically updated right on your little phone. Now, you can do this very easily with the, you know, normal episodes, but Sideshow content is a little tricky, so I posted a video, an instructional video on YouTube that'll make it very easy for Sideshow Freaks with iOS devices to stay up to date with all of the bonus content and normal episodes of DV. So check it out. Go to YouTube.com/distortedviewshow. And if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month, very inexpensive. Yearly memberships and lifetime memberships are also available. We do bonus episodes, extended shows, exclusive programs, weekend shows. Tomorrow I've got an extended program for you. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. And, you know, it helps support the show. If you like Distorted View, prove it. Sign up for the Sideshow. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I was waiting for this. The gays are already being blamed for that cunt Sandy. An anti-gay Christian preacher is already blaming Hurricane Sandy on the gays as the east coast of the U.S. prepares for the storm. This must have been written a while ago. It's getting slammed right now, I think, which has already killed 60 people in the Caribbean. Author, who, you know, I don't think they're Christian over there. Author and chaplain John McTernan has decided who is at fault. On his website, Defend Proclaim the Faith, the preacher says the gathering storm, it's a gathering storm, must be God's judgment on gays and punishing the president, Obama, you know, for coming out in support of marriage equality. He believes that, you know, the idea of global warming, that's crazy. That's cuckoo bananas talk. The logical explanation is this is simply God's wrath. All right, he believes ever since George Bush Sr. signed the Madrid peace process to divide the land of Israel in 1991, America has been under God's judgment since this event. McTernan said Obama is 100% behind the Muslim Brotherhood, which has vowed to destroy Israel. So maybe they got a hold of some sort of magical weather machine or something. Cuckoo. Both candidates are pro-homosexual. Really? I don't think Mitt Romney's too keen on the queers. Both candidates are pro-homo and are behind the homosexual agenda. I have yet to see this agenda. America is under political judgment and the church does not know it. His reasoning for this is that it's been 21 years since the perfect storm of October 1991. Now, that is a little freaky. 21 years breaks down to 7 times 3. Oh, here we go. Some mathematics. Some insane mathematics from a crazy person. 21 years breaks down to 7 times 3, which is a significant number with God. 3 is perfection, as the Godhead is 3 in 1, while 7 is perfection. What? I don't understand that. McTernan had planned to host a prayer meeting tonight, which would be streamed online to his website. However, as the storm is scheduled to go right over his house, isn't that kind of weird? that God, who has created the storm to punish the faggots, somehow is letting the hurricane go right over your house. The one guy who has this all figured out and is a true Christian soldier and afraid of Jesus or whatever. He's a God-fearing man. All right, whatever. So maybe that's why he's pissed off. That's why he's calling this storm the result of the gays. He's just upset. He couldn't have his prayer meeting. All right, as the storm is scheduled to go right over his house, the preacher has warned these sermons may be stopped if the power goes out. The online minister also blames Hurricane Isaac, which later became a tropical storm, on the gays. He said, "Gay festival Southern Decadence was to blame as God was putting an end to this city and its wickedness." I will say this, Hurricane Sandy sounds like a lesbian name. All right, Sandy, dubbed a Frankenstorm, could affect up to 60 million people, blah, blah, blah. It's expected to make landfall, of course, today, Monday, which it is doing as we speak, and it's going to continue raping the East Coast well into Tuesday. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, no, this one involves a scrotum. This can't be good. A Jersey City man who went to sleep after an argument with his girlfriend. Oh, no, you should never go to sleep angry with your significant other. He was awakened late Thursday night when she bit his scrotum, tearing right through the skin. Linda Mendez, 40, was charged earlier this morning with aggravated assault and domestic violence over the objection of her boyfriend, who told police he did not want to press charges, but his balls did. The mother of three appeared in court yesterday, and her bail was set at $35,000 with a 10% cash option. That sounds like a lottery, like, term. A 10% cash option. I don't know. The 46-year-old victim told police that the two argued at 11:30 Thursday, and to avoid the argument, he went to sleep, reports said. Minutes later, Mendez woke him by biting his neck and his scrotum, causing bleeding. Mendez complained of pain in her left hand. She complained. She has no right to complain. She bit off her boyfriend's ball. Oh, my hand is sore. Well, at least you're not missing a body part. All right. Mendez complained of a pain in her left hand and was treated at the Jersey City Medical Center and released for incarceration. Mendez was also charged on three open warrants, two for light rail fare jumping, and the other for a city ordinance violation, probably noise or something. There you go. Finally today, freaks, we've got a story. It sounds like this story should be from Florida, but no, it comes from California near Los Angeles. A total of three people, including an elderly driver, were injured Friday after a car crashed into a Target store. That could have been me. I could have been killed. I'm always at Target. Always. This is why old people should not be allowed to drive, because they'll be, you know, they might hit me. The BMW crushed, probably W. I don't think they meant the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. I think they meant the car BMW. God, Jesus Christ, the news sucks so bad. The BMW crushed through the glass doors of the store shortly after 5 p.m., according to Los Angeles Fire Department spokesman Eric Scott. Police said the driver was leaving the mall at the time and alleged that she failed to stop at a three-way stop sign. Yeah, and then she, what, continued going into the store with her car. Even if you fail to stop at the stop sign, you should realize you shouldn't drive into the store. All right. Police said the driver was leaving the mall at the time and alleged that she failed to stop at a three-way stop sign. Investigators said there were no skid marks, though. Huh. Okay. We don't have any knowledge of whether or not she was impaired. She's elderly. Of course she's impaired. She was an elderly woman, said Captain Jamie Moore of the Los Angeles Fire Department. Moore said, if you look at the way the streets are laid out just outside of the building, you can see where this is an intersection right in front of those doors. And if someone were to drive straight through the intersection, they'd drive right through those doors. You don't see the building? You can't see this ginormous fucking structure? The elderly woman's son said his mother was okay, but in no mood to answer questions. Oh, she doesn't want to be inconvenienced. I'm sorry. You just caused probably hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage, but okay, whatever. You don't want to talk. A 29-year-old woman, however, was listed in critical condition with head injuries. I bet you she'd be willing to talk. Oh, she has a lot to say. And a 56-year-old man suffering hip injuries. The cause of the crash was not immediately known. The old person driving into the building should be where you start that investigation. All right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Get the hell out of here, y'all. I don't want to do anything. It's dark and it's stormy here. And it's cold. I just want to lay down, eat some food, watch some TV, cuddle with myself. All right. I have a sad life. All right. Yes, caller.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Oh, God.
I can, exaggerated.
I can barely hear you. He's talking about. He knows I don't like exaggerated orgasms.
I'll just give you my regular one.
So here's his regular orgasm. I guess this is a guy. See what I do to you? I drive you wild. Yeah. You come. You come for me. Work that dick. Want you to jizz now. Come on, you faggot. Are you done? Little homo. I want you to eat your cum. You filthy, disgusting queer. Love you. Hope you're a sideshow member. All right. If you're not, sign up right now. I demand it. You are my new slave fag. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim. This is Solid from Hornhole. I haven't called you in a while. I still am a sideshow member. And
good.
I'm proud of it. And I tell everybody about it.
Good.
And everybody looks at me with a cock eye. And you know what? I'll stick my cock in their eye first.
But
what I want to talk to you about is that I was listening to yesterday's show, the 16th,
okay.
I believe. Maybe I'm
a little
wrong.
Behind on these voicemails.
I am, usually are. But, hey, you started the show with a joke, and I thought it was funny.
Huh.
It was very funny. So I have a joke to share with you, a joke that I made up that I think is very, very cool. Because it hits on so many of us.
What the hell is my joke? I don't tell jokes is the thing. Here we go. This is the 16th. All you have to agree to is that nonsense.
Wait,
it's like a 4-year.
My sweet turd.
Let's hear what my brilliant joke was on October 16th.
Sweet turd.
Hey, I've got a joke for you. I just came up with this. And I don't come up with jokes very often.
No.
I am not a very funny man. All right, here's my joke. Feel free to use this. It's like a 4-year-old could come up with this. All right. What do you call an Asian turkey who speaks nonsense? You call him gobbledygook. That's a good joke. Oh my God, I'm brilliant. Okay, I'm sorry. That's not bad.
Hey, Tim, you were really promoting
the opportunity. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wait a second. You had a joke for me, I think.
A joke that I made up.
Okay.
That I think is very, very cool.
I don't think you're going to beat my joke, quite frankly, but okay. It's got everything. It's a play on words. It's racist. Oh, fantastic.
It hits on so many levels. It hits on the degenerate level.
Oh.
It hits on the racist level.
Oh.
It hits on the...
You may have one-up me.
Intellectual level.
Okay.
So,
oh, I might not get it.
Before I tell you this joke, please, I want you to spell out the word Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Now, here's the joke. What's the difference between Caucasians and Asians?
Cock. Mine was funnier. I'm sorry. Gobbledygook is funnier. It's funnier sounding, and mine was a real thinker too. All right.
Hey Tim, you were really promoting the opportunity to
get radio stations to play your gangbang holiday?
Yeah, my monster gangbang. No radio station has contacted me. No one wants to play my novelty song.
Gangbang, monster Christmas song, whatever the hell it was.
No, no, it's monster gangbang.
I guess it was Halloween, wasn't it? Anyway.
Oh, my God.
You know, nobody's going to play that on regular radio because it's got curse words in it.
Oh, no fucking shit. It's a joke. My God.
Now you might be able to get some internet radio stations to play it.
Oh. Or I could just beep it out, you know? You know how they do. How musical artists just say, you know, like, you can totally tell what they're saying. Like when Pink's, you know, saying like, oh, last night was shit. Today was shit. But she doesn't say, you know, they bleep out just the middle part. So it's like, last night was shit. You can totally tell what they're talking about. That might not have been the best example, but whatever.
Jimmy Boo, what it do? Hey, it's Sideshow member Black Forge here.
Hello.
I'm just calling to apologize for making fun of your singing the other day.
No, that's okay.
It's kind of uncalled for. I thought that's a compliment on your singing when you did Our God is an Awesome God. I thought you did rather well. And though you were off key on a few...
Oh, okay. Well, listen. No one's perfect. I wasn't auto-tune like every other fucking musical artist of today. And also, I was watching one of those DVDAs. I think I posted a full episode on YouTube, like the 2-hour DVDA, and I was reading the chat room, and I was playing my Creep. No. Was it not Creep? The Crash Test Dummy song. Once there was this guy. You know, my version, my distorted view version of that song. And people said I was auto-tuned. And I was not. I did not auto-tune myself at all. I added a little bit of reverb, but that was all me. Very proud of that.
Hello, this is Mrs. Masonic.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ, give it up. I don't have a piss problem. I'm not wetting the bed. Every day this woman's calling me. I've got to set her straight. If it wasn't so late today, I would call Pacific International right now.
International calling. You inquired to us for some information, and we may have a...
Is it this woman who keeps calling me or the woman about the catheters? Oh, I've got to set these broads straight. Okay, we got to make a few phone calls this week. Got to get them off my junk, man.
Hey, Tim.
Literally.
I was just curious. Two things. One, what was it like when you lost your virginity?
Oh.
Two.
It was wonderful.
When was the last time you had sex?
Well, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but it was yesterday, believe it or not. For realsies. Oh, yeah. Sure, it was magic for... all parties involved, just like my first time. All right, that is all the time we have. I don't even remember. I don't even remember my first time. I'll have to think about that. I'm trying to wrap up the show right now, so I don't want to think about anything. But on the next DVDA, someone call, and I will, you know, try to rack my brain. There's just been so many lovers. So many people have experienced the magic of my body. My body is, after all, a wonderland. A tilt-a-whirl, really. A house of horrors is more accurate, I guess. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 40 at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no God.
I'm going to track down Mitt Romney and give him the world's biggest cock punch.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for the Sideshow because tomorrow I've got an extended program for you. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!